The time is approximately 8 a.m. The date is Thursday, March 3rd, 1984. The place is room 124, the judiciary hearing room located in the Capitol Building in Juneau, Alaska. Members of the committee present for the hearing this morning are Representative Malone, Representative Hayes, Representative Liska, and myself, Representative Muslin. Scheduled matters of interest before the hearing today are HJR 52, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska providing for binding of state government. House Bill 412, an act relating to adoption of medical records and providing an effective date. And House Bill 421, an act relating to open containers of alcoholic beverages in motor vehicles. For the record, I failed to mention Representative Barnes is present at the hearing tonight. As a matter of hearing of these bills or moving on the bills, I'd like to take them in reverse order. House Bill 421, an act relating to open containers of alcoholic beverage and motor vehicles. Your file contains a statement by the sponsor, along with a pertinent fiscal note. In my opinion, it's a good piece of legislation. Is there a discussion by committee members on House Bill 421?
Question.
Representative Barnes?
Mr. Chairman, move and ask unanimous consent to House Bill 421, an act relating to open containers of alcoholic beverages and motor vehicles, be moved from the committee and bring it to recommendation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, House Bill 421, an act relating to open alcoholic beverages and motor vehicles, open containers of alcoholic beverages and motor vehicles, and moved to the judiciary committee with individual recommendations. The next matter we'd like to discuss would be House Bill 412. House Bill 412 is an act relating to adoption of medical records and providing for an effective date. Again, your files contain the zero fiscal note, no statement of sponsor. However, I believe the sponsor's representative is here, and no one has signed up at the door to give testimony. Is there discussion by committee members on 412? Representative Barnes?
Mr. Chairman, you do have a substitute in here. Has that been adopted?
Well, it's the Hess Committee substitute, and it's the one we're working on, three substitutes out here, 412 Hess.
Well, I have this judiciary.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't have that yet.
Mr. Chairman, move and ask unanimous consent to pass for House Bill number 412, Judiciary, an act related to adoption of medical records and providing for an effective date to be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, committee substitute House Bill 412, Judiciary, before the committee for discussion. Is there discussion on the committee substitute?
Question.
Hearing none, Representative Barnes.
Chairman, move and ask unanimous consent to CS pass Bill number 412, Judiciary, and act relating to adoption of medical records. Providing for an effective date, we move from the committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Hearing none, committee substitute House Bill 412, Judiciary, and move to the committee today with individual recommendations. And the next matter before the committee is House Joint Resolution 52, which proposes amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska providing for a biennial budget. It's a rather short measure. Your file contains a letter from the sponsor, along with voluminous other material relating to the subject. The bill does have has been heard previously in state affairs. Its committee report is there. It also has a comment as a further committee of referral. Is there discussion on this matter? Hearing none, Representative Barnes.
Chairman, move and ask unanimous consent to the House Joint Resolution Number 52, proposing amendment to the Constitution. State of Alaska to provide for biennial budget be moved to the committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Hearing none, House Bill Resolution 52 proposing amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska to provide for a biannual state budget and move to the district committee today with individual recommendations. But there being no further matter come before this committee at this time, we stand adjourned to the next calendar date.